Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
There's no reason to touch them.
And inform you in the afternoon.
I think your cheeks are a little loose.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tannehill for the Dolphins survey. What he sees in front of him, a field of defensive backs and a hawking tight end who stands at the 15-yard line. Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills, laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the full race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it. Once, then twice, and Drake takes it in. Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
I don't know what to say.
Never seen anything like it.
Lily on the field is confirmed. It is a touchdown.
Every time we practice it, it's for the Hail Mary, but you got to be ready for anything. It's football. The way it ended, I mean, it sucked. I mean, never really been a part of anything like that. I feel like it's going to test our character big time, how we bounce back from something like that. And just got to make that tackle.
No, you don't. You're not out there to tackle. Every time we practice it, it's for the Hail Mary. Bill thought they were throwing it in the end zone. Bill thought Tannehill, gimpy Ryan Tannehill, was going to launch it from, and again, the snap, the scrimmage was from the 31. But, you know, at best, he's throwing it from the 29, 28, 27, most realistically, right? I mean, all those plays are the same. You drop back 5-6 yards, then peel out of the pocket, and you get on the edge, and that's usually 5-6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So he's not throwing it from the 31. He's throwing from the, at best, I'd say the 28. And then you got to get at least a yard, you know, into the end zone. So what? He's going to throw that 63 yards in the air?
Yeah, no shot. No shot.
73 yards in the air?
No shot.
With a hurt shoulder and hurt ankle. It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, zero. Zero chance. From where they snapped the ball, zero chance. That ball's coming down at the 15, for crying out loud. It was a joke.
Joke.
Like, and this was not a, believe me when I tell you, this was not a second guess. I saw Gronk out there, and I saw Drake running by him, and I'm thinking, why is Gronk on the field? To bat down a ball at the goal line? When the snap is at the 31?
Okay, that one leaves a mark. Or does it? Mike in Connecticut, your thoughts.
How you doing, guys? Mike, a couple of comments. One, back in the day, I mean, all these little things made us great because we were always one step ahead of the competition as far as, you know, the technicalities are concerned. One thing I was concerned about yesterday is why didn't he go for the 2 points when Gostkowski missed that field, extra point to make the game even? Because we were always playing catch-up. We were always down by 1 point or something like that. So it kind of like turned the game plan a little bit awkward because they were always losing and they were never tied when they could have got, you know,
okay,
two shots.
Yeah, Mike, I hear you. I'm not trying to chase that point until I need it in the second half of the fourth quarter.
I mean, I hate when coaches do it early. There's
right.
So much football to be played.
Absolutely.
I mean, you end up having a safety or something. All the numbers change. It's like, you know, and I'm not telling you that that's likely. I'm just telling you it's too early to do that.
Wouldn't have changed anything, you know, in that. I don't think it would have changed anything. You know, you still would have kicked the field goal. They still would have been, you know, doing a desperado play on the last play of the game.
Correct.
I don't think it would have really mattered. I mean, at the end of the day, you add up all the points. I add up the – so I'm not looking at going to two to make up the point. I'm saying you left that point on the board, then you left the field goal on the board, and then you left the play at the end of the second quarter on the board, and that all adds up to 7 points. If you had just done your job and converted those points, then Drake could have scored, and you're still winning by six.
Correct.
That's the point. But I'm not chasing that on a two-point conversion. I'm not. Steve and Stone, and what do you got, Steve?
Yeah, just give me more than 20 seconds to make a point. You know, the Bruins, when they used to hang their Adams Division banner up, yeah,
Steve, you know what? Get to it.
Yeah, well, we had sports writers instead of cheerleaders in this city. They used to laugh at it. But the Kraft marketing, yeah, they want to make a buck off it. They don't only want to hang the banner. They want to make a buck off it. You know, they should shut up about it, because them being in the division with Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets has enabled this team to show up in these playoff games, because the mechanism is so small of winning two home games every year.
I'm with you. It's helped. The division helped them, just like the division helped the Niners back in the 80s. What's your point? We all know it. We all know the division's helped them. And Patriots fans don't like to acknowledge it, like they get very sensitive about it, but the division's helped you. It's a fact. So what? I mean, what are we going to do with that, Steve? If you want more time, be more concise. Here's Mark and Webster. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, two comments about the sequence of plays at the end of the first half. I find it hard to believe after the Patriots took their third timeout, they didn't give Brady a heads up that they have no timeouts left. And the second thought is, if he knew that, he was between the tackles when he got tackled there. He could have taken an intentional grounding.
No.
He pulled the ball 2 feet and grounded it and taken the 15-yard penalty and kicked the field goal.
I think the clock.
There's a clock
10-second runoff.
10-second runoff. Yep. 10-second runoff. It would have ended the half.
Which is exactly what happened to him in Seattle 6 years ago.
Right.
So that one I remember. Like, you know, he can't just dump the ball there. But you're telling me you can't throw it at someone's feet or over their head in the end zone?
I think he knew. I don't think he lost track of the timeouts. If he felt he had a timeout, why didn't he bounce up and call a timeout?
So what the caller said occurred to me, too. I have a hard time believing that either McDaniels or Belichick didn't say, Tom,
okay,
well done.
So this is Bedard's raised this point. Do you think you have to do that with Tom Brady in that situation?
No, but I bet you they still do.
Do you think they did?
I mean, if I had to bet on it, I would say more likely than not. Tom, remember, that's our last one. Just in passing, not to drill it into his head, just to make sure it's raised.
But they should. The analogy I made last night is, outfielders in Major League Baseball. After every out,
two outs.
We got two. We got one. We got two. Even though you're all on the same page, for the most part, you're all following along. Outside of John Farrell's teams that always forgot how many outs there were, but it's just sort of...
It's routine.
You're
it's
just
Little
routine.
League.
Two left, you know? So you would just have to think as a matter of course.
Correct.
Saying, all right, Tom, remember that's the last one, so this one's out of the back of the end zone, and let's kick the field goal.
Yep, exactly. That's, I mean, to me, I have to believe, more than likely, someone said that. Tom, that's three, we're all done, no more. Like, I would think, and to me, that one is, even if they didn't say it...
It's all on Brady.
It's 100% on the quarterback. 20 years in the league. He doesn't know that. 20 years in the league.
He made a mistake. Jay in Providence. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, I just want to further the narrative that Bill Belichick needs to take the brunt of the blame for yesterday. I think mainly because this team has been crowned as the king of in-game adjustments. And in the second half, they just couldn't figure it out. They had six possessions, and they only got 6 points. And furthermore, everyone's saying that they never should have went for the touchdown, and it was good for them to kick the field goal towards the end of the game. But those same people would also tell you that if you're on the road and the time's ticking down and you get the touchdown, you go for two to take the lead. So it's the same thing. They should have went for the touchdown and finished the game. I'm sorry.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. You're up either way. You're talking about going for two to win or lose. They were up. So, no, that's not the same situation.
It's not even close to the same. I had no problem with them kicking the field goal there. None. Now they're going to get a touchdown to beat you. He kicked the ball off. I had no problem with the squib. I thought they were going to kick it out of the end zone. But they squibbed it, and Miami helped them out.
Oh, my God.
By taking time off the clock.
How much does that kid want to dance around?
I mean, again, I would say Miami tried to lose the game.
Of course they did.
And the Patriots wouldn't let them.
Second to last possession. Maybe it was the last possession. Kenny Stills takes a knee. Takes a knee a yard short of the first down line. You've got to be kidding me. Then on the next third down, Tannehill hits him right in the hands for a little short third down conversion. He drops it. Then the Patriots get the ball back. Miami, too many men on the field, have to burn one of their timeouts. Pass interference on a deep ball.
You're forgetting what happened after Kenny Stills came up short there on purpose. They had been gashing the Patriots time and again, running up the middle,
and they decide
to throw it with Tannehill, and he gets blown up by John Simon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You idiots. They did everything in their power to try to give it away, and the Pats wouldn't.
Or even even punting it away with 4 minutes left.
Oh, my God.
You're not getting the ball back, guys.
In fact, you know what? I said that at the time. They shouldn't have punted.
You're not getting the ball back.
You got to go for that one.
And they basically didn't get the ball back. I mean, they did and they didn't. So Miami was still Miami. Make no mistake.
Dumb and dumber. That's what that game was. The Miami was dumb. The Patriots were dumber.
We continue with your reaction to it right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
First and goal to go for the Dolphins. Holden back in the lineup, the single back and a tight set for Miami. From the six, Tannehill under center. Drake in motion to the near side. A give to Bolden. Sidestep right. Runs it inside the five. Barreling his way forward and he takes it into the end zone on his feet. And then he hurls a left-handed throw into the seats. The end zone to our right after the second score of the day at the expense of his former team, and the Dolphins have tied the game yet again.
Adam Gase should be fired after this game if he takes 38 out of the huddle. Three tackles he breaks at the 2-yard line and walks in untouched after contact, and then launches the ball almost into the upper deck. Yeah, we saw it in Tennessee, former players playing a little extra, and I don't think this guy's playing anything extra. I think it's just the way he plays. Plays hard. Wow. Talk about in your face.
What was that, Matt? Brandon Bolden. Outrunning the Patriots on a 50-yard touch. Brandon Bolden sucks. I thought he sucked when he was here. He still sucks.
So, all that being said, here's something I think you can also get on Belichick for yesterday. Why was Danny Shelton a healthy scratch for the second straight week? And, you know, the Vikings were gouging the Patriots with the run, especially in the first half, and they went away from it because they're dumb and they get behind in that game. You know, it's 10-10, but ultimately gets away from them. But they were doing a good job running the ball against the Pats. Shelton didn't play in that game, doesn't play yesterday. And Miami averaged over, I think, just a hair over 9 yards per carry.
Nine flat.
Oh, it was nine flat. Okay, I thought it was like nine.
Nine yards.
21 carries, 189 yards.
And most of it was right up the gut.
I thought the tackling on the second Bolden touchdown was even worse than the first.
I agree.
That was embarrassing. No one wanted him. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So that's all. I just, you know, that's another coaching decision I think you can question, because they didn't have a lot of beef up in the middle. Oh, the Tannehill's just going to keep trying to throw the ball. Maybe he'll try to beat us with his legs on the outside. They're not going to run it up the middle with old-ass Frank Gore and Brandon Bolden. No, that's exactly what they did, Coach. So good decision there, too.
Okay, Malcolm Brown
stinks.
Oh my God, does he blow? He's awful. He is absolutely freaking awful. Like, he's useless. I thought they were going to get rid of him before the season started. They didn't. He's useless.
Okay, so Bill did just meet with the media on a conference call, and he was pressed pretty hard about his use of Gronkowski on the field and the whole goal line or Hail Mary defense rather. So he got peppered pretty good. It is a conference call, so you have to put up with these a-holes who feel the need to transcribe it. So you'll hear the typing in the background. It'll make you want to kill yourself. And you'll hear people's computers. Oh my God. Oh God. And you'll hear people's computers going off. Oh, it's so awful.
Most of these keyboards nowadays are actually soft.
Oh my
too.
God. You're not supposed to hear it. They hand out a transcript. You don't have to type. Oh my God. So you'll hear all this crap in here, which will makes me want to throw myself out the window, really, and just end it. Oh, God, stop. Okay, so, Jimmy, you can just cue it up where he says, you know, we could have done a lot of things better, but it starts with me. So Bill does take some responsibility, but not enough. Go.
We have to do a better job of that. And so, it starts with me. I've got to we've got to play better situation football, and we'll work to try to achieve that.
Okay. So he does say we do have to do better. It starts with me. And then people start getting into the specifics. And, Jimmy, then you could just start, you know, with the Volen question, the current question, whatever.
This ought to be good.
They start asking him directly about, you know, Gronkowski being on the field.
Just curious, did you give much thought to going with a regular type of pass defense instead of the Hail Mary defense at the end?
No.
And I'm just curious, of all the players to come off the field on the last play, why was it Devin McCourty who came off? He seems to be one of your team's faster players, one of your better tacklers. Why was he the one who came off?
Yeah, that's the way we substituted that group.
Do you wish in hindsight you had him on the field for that play?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that could have been better on that play. And I think there are a lot of things that could have been better in the entire game. I don't think the game was a lot more than that play, but certainly that play wasn't a good one for us.
Okay. Keep going, Jimmy. There's another exchange. I don't know if it's Kern or who else. Go ahead.
Do you have an option, obviously, to, instead of defend the throw to the end zone, also have something where you get into this hook and lateral multiple option or multiple lateral type play where you would say, these are the guys we want on the field in that instance, and maybe the personnel would have changed? Because it's looking like a 75, 77-yard throw for Tannehill to get it to the end zone after he drops.
Yeah, so what's the question? Playing both plays? Yeah, that's the idea.
Since he was never going to reach the end zone, do you have had better tacklers on the field instead of a 6'5", 260-pound tight end?
Yeah, I just said, Tom, there's a lot of things that could have been better on that play.
He's such a dink in this situation.
Oh, he totally is. But I'll tell you what, like him,
he's so intentionally obtuse. He knows the question's being asked and he won't answer it. And so, you know, because he never wants to give the media of all people, he doesn't want to give us, the media, some scrub asking him a question to satisfaction.
So, I'll tell you what,
why is McCourty out and Gronkowski in? That's the way we substituted that group. And, you know, so nothing specific about why Gronkowski is in there and why he's defending the Hail Mary when it wasn't a Hail Mary situation. We're defending both. So he's saying that the Hail Mary is still in play there, even though it's going to be a 75-yard throw, which is inconceivable, and he knows it. But he's not going to go there because he's not going to give Tommy Kern or Mike Reese or Ben Volen the satisfaction. So, great. You know, you're in a measuring contest with some scrubby media guy like us. Like, that's just it's just ridiculous. That Bill gets his back up like that, but he does. Okay, so he does. Internally, I hope it's a different tune. That if one of his leaders or a captain or a veteran asks him, that he doesn't say, "Well, that's just the way we decided to substitute that group." That's not an answer.
See, I felt this way after 4-2. Exactly what you're saying now.
You mean 4th-2?
What did I say? 4-2? Yeah, 4th-2. The you know, going back to that game when we saw it in the documentary, he stood up before the team and he just said, "I'm not going to apologize for trying to win a game." You know, and I'm sitting there going, "What?" Like, if you're a player on that team, you're looking at him going, "Are you serious? Really? That's what you're going to give us? You're not even going to acknowledge privately on some level you probably should have punted the ball at your own 28-yard line?" Like, so I think this is one of his flaws. He can't bring himself to admit that he made a mistake.
Yeah, he didn't do it with that. He didn't do it with Malcolm Butler, and he's certainly not going to do it here.
He can't bring himself to admit to us. I don't know what he is internally. I don't know how accountable he is internally.
No, from hearing from former players like Danny Amendola this offseason, you know that they don't get an answer.
I mean, I hear different things. Sometimes I hear that he's accountable, but I don't know. I tend not to believe it.
I'm just going by what we saw in that documentary on 4th-2. And he didn't own up to it. Not with his players.
Well, he definitely doesn't own up to it with us. I mean, that's for damn sure. He ain't going to do that. He ain't going to lower himself to agree with freaking one of us or one of you, because that's really what that's an extension of. He's not going to lower himself to do that.
There is no possible justification for Devin McCourty not being on the field on that play.
Jimmy, do we have another one? Another exchange, or do we just go through them all? I lost track.
We have a Reese one if you want it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just on the last play, when Gronkowski's in and Devin McCourty's out, just from that situation on that last play yesterday, what is Gronkowski giving you in there in that situation that makes him the choice there, you know, for that last play?
It would be his ability to play the deep long throw.
And is that the deep long throw, is that Hail Mary, even though the Hail Mary might not at that point reach the end zone? Or are you thinking on that situation that the end zone might be in play?
I think it was a little too far to get to the end zone, but you know, certainly a deep pass in that situation is a possibility. I wouldn't rule that out.
Okay, so he acknowledges there he's not hitting the end zone, but he still thinks they're going to throw a Hail Mary jump ball at the 5, the 10.
I was going to say call it the 15.
I mean, I think I've seen it, but why would...
Then you just tackle him.
I mean, isn't that... Yeah, so let him catch it at the 15. I'd say the same thing. What? Yeah, exactly, Maz, right. Why? You don't need to bat it down. Let him catch at the 15 and just line up at the 5 and tackle him.
Exactly. That's the part I don't get. There's no possible justification. And again, if you want to quibble over Gronk being on the field, we can quibble over that. Okay? Fine. Maybe Gronk could bat down a ball at the 15. Whatever. I disagree with it. But fine. Why is McCourty the guy off the field? Explain that one to me.
Well, Daron Harmon has to be there to catch the deflection.
Oh, clearly it crossed my mind. But like, you know, you're telling me, and I'd have to go back and look. I don't know all 11 players that were on the field. I know Jackson was on there. Chung was on there. Gilmore was on there. And so there were, you know, and I want Chung on the field because Chung's a good tackler. So fine. Van Noy, I'm okay. But McCourty's the one that comes off? McCourty. Was Jason McCourty on the field? If he was, he should have.
Yeah, Jason McCourty was on.
Okay, he should have been off. Or, you know, J.C. Jackson should have been off. Like, take your pick. Devin McCourty does not come off the field on that play. He does not come off the field. I don't care what Bill's logic is.
But he didn't offer any. That's the way we substituted that group. Why? Why, Bill? And that person, okay, that person and the computer restart person, you see this keyboard? Okay. Whoever was typing on that keyboard or starting or restarting their computer during a public conference call, where it's actually a day where we want the sound, you know, it's needed. It's not just you. Someone should take them out back and with the back of this keyboard, smash them across the side of the face with the back of this keyboard. That person right there should be beaten with their keyboard. And that person too. It's probably the same guy. So we can get it in the Attleboro Sun Chronicle or whatever. Would you stop with the typing already? They hand out a transcript. Would you please? Oh, my God. But anyway.
I wanted somebody to ask Bill if he and Brady met on Tuesday still.
That's coming. Where's Tucker?
Or how about with this final play, were you okay with it from the get-go? Because, you know, you had 2 timeouts left, too. You could have called one. You had those 2 timeouts in your pocket there, Bill.
Okay, so there's Bill's reaction. We'll get yours, I promise. Or after Murray's update, don't go anywhere.
Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line MA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
7 seconds left. Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel. Or will it? Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle. Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle! Miraculous in Miami. Stills to Parker to Drake. A lateral heard round the world.
Drake, and from 50 yards away, he's going to run through the entire pace. Patriot defense. And you're right, look at Gronkowski stumble. He was the safety.
Before I go back to the phones, Maz, you want to scratch an itch?
I find Dan Fouts to be completely, totally, 100% useless. Completely useless. Like, at the end of that game, and you know, so I don't know how many people remember this, because not everybody has the audio of the game up. He said, the Dolphins should just let the Patriots score and go up 9? What the hell is that going to do?
Well, you force them to kick an extra point to make it 9.
But even so, that's the play? That's the play, to let them score and go up 9 and then the game's over? And what's his name? I think it was Ian Eagle, right?
I don't think it's that ridiculous.
Oh, I do. I think it's completely, utterly stupid.
I don't. Because, what? If you get the ball back with a minute left, minus 8, you have a chance. You had no chance, and you still won. I mean, I don't know how that happened, but I don't know. If you play out all the odds, I don't know what their kicker is on extra points, but if he's 90%, is there a 1 in 10 chance he misses the extra point? Now you get an 8-point deficit with a minute left.
I just don't think it's in play.
Considering the Patriots' defense and how porous that secondary was all game, and if you go back to last year, remember the Juju Smith-Schuster thing with 70 yards down the sideline against Pittsburgh? Like, it could happen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. With the calculus there is you're betting on the extra point.
And the suckiness of the Patriots' defense.
Well, no, I'd rather be down 8 with a minute left than 5 points and 15 seconds or 7 seconds. They got the ball back with 7 seconds left.
Yeah, I just don't think the math works. Now you're banking on a team missing an extra point. Like, what's the percentage on that?
I just find it so lame how everyone in Boston rags on the national broadcasters all the time. But I'm sorry, some of your local guys freaking suck.
Yeah, I'm not ragging on Fouts for being pro-Patriot or anti. I'm not ragging for any of that. I'm ragging on him for being stupid. He can't add 7 and 2. That's what I'm ragging. He can't add 2 plus 7 to 9.
See, I don't know if he was thinking what I was thinking, but the extra points are no longer automatics. So there are some situations where you're trying to bet that he misses the extra point.
Yeah, I don't think that was it. I'm willing to bet he forgot that he did the math wrong. That's what I'm willing. Because Eagle said something to him like, because when Fouts said it, there's like this dead air. Like Eagle's looking at him going, what's the logic there?
All right, well, either way, back to your thoughts on this game. Derek in Foxborough. Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, this defense is a joke. I mean, to allow Brandon Bolden, who I don't even think anybody mentioned in the build-up to this game that he might be a factor, to run all over the place is ridiculous. And on the last play, do you think that Bill was thinking back to the Chicago game when I think McCourty let the guy catch the ball at the 1 and he was almost overcompensating for that and not wanting to let that happen again?
Okay, that was Josh Gordon who blew the alley-oop in Chicago. And was it Devin McCourty who made the tackle at the 1?
Yep,
that
it was.
Yep. That saved the game?
Correct.
Yep.
He might be the best tackler on that defense.
And that was a true jump ball situation. That was a true Hail Mary situation where Trubisky should have and would have gotten into the end zone, but Van Noy got to him right at the very last, so it ended up at the 1. But that was a jump ball situation, and McCourty was on the defense, and he saved the game. So why is he not on the field yesterday?
You got me. I'm telling you, that's the one that I just think there's absolutely positively no explanation for. You want to tell me, again, I told you, I disagree with it, but if you want to say, well, no, you want Gronk there in case the ball gets to the 15 and he can bat it down on the ground. I disagree, but fine. At least there's maybe an argument for it. Maybe. 10% of one, but maybe. Devin McCourty's the guy you take off the field?
Ugh. Woof. Billy in Rhode Island, go.
How you doing, folks?
Good, Billy.
I'm going to go in another direction. There's only one other guy in the field that has the ability to put points on the board. And sole responsibility other than the guy taking a snap, and that's the kicker. Early in this game, he misses a kick. A point after kick. There's a point there. Then he misses a field goal. I don't care what his percentage is over the year, which you can look it up and say he made 20 out of 21. He still took off 4 points in that game that should have been made. Even if he misses the field goal for 42 yards, they're still tied at the end of the game. This game was lost way before. There was a lot in between. But that kicker, let me tell you something. To me, to miss a point after with a good snap is The word, I can't believe they do it.
Murray, would you call Steven Goskowski before?
The Polish puddle?
I'm not asking you to get, no.
Oh, at the end of the day, when he retires, he'll ultimately end up being maybe the most overrated professional athlete in Boston sports history.
That one.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get to. That's strong, don't you think?
No, blah, look at the numbers and how many times his percentages with the extra points. How many times, though, has he gagged in big moments in the biggest of games?
They all seem to come back. Like, they all the misses seem to factor in these losses.
They always do.
Always. It's really, I mean,
it's unbelievable. It is. It's unbelievable. And again, if you add in the mistake Brady made at the end of the half, because that cost him at least three, maybe seven, they should have won the game by double digits. They really should have. They should have never given up the touchdown at the end, and they should have scored seven more at least on their own. That's a 13-point swing.
Phil and Rivera, your thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to hit on two things real quick. Just give me real quick. You guys called Bedard called it last week, the offense is smoke and mirrors. The defense sucks. It's the same as last year. It's not going to change. It's not going to get any better. So it's all going to run through the offense. And I don't know why Bill hasn't brought up or gotten a back that can get a yard on the 1 yard line or in the red zone. That's their biggest loss of points this year.
Two good points, Phil. I'm going to cut you off there. Defense, embarrassing. Embarrassing. Every time you went up in that first half, you let Miami come right back down the field like a knife through butter. Every single time. Zero resistance. Zero.
Blah, Stephon Gilmore's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Now,
is he?
That's the most overrated player on the team.
Holy crap, that guy.
And it's not just by the fans. It's like the scouting services, Pro Football Focus. Everyone has this guy up. Like,
how about make that first pick six in your career clang off your hands?
I mean, he's been good, but I don't know how he suddenly became the best in the league. Because every other game I see teams throwing on him. Like,
Tennessee lit him up.
I don't see teams staying away from him. Right? When you see teams attack the Patriots through the air, is it like they're picking on Joseph or Jonathan Jones, or they're picking on, you know, Jason McCoy, they're picking on some other guy? No, I feel like they throw on everybody equally. They're not picking on anybody. They're not staying away from Stephon Gilmore, are they?
They treat him like just any other guy.
I feel like they treat him like any other guy.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, I would say, again.
And he's not. I mean, he's good. But the hype that he's been getting.
Tennessee went right at him, and they lit him up.
But Tannehill didn't stay away. When the play went to, you know, when that was the read, he went there. Scored a touchdown on him at a big early in cut there to Stills against him. No, when the play was there, you go at Stephon Gilmore. So he's over. But that defense, oh, please. That defense was ridiculous. And the short yardage thing is real. Sony Michel, that's got to be his year one to year two jump. It begins and ends there. Lower your pads, dude.
I mean, even if they don't give up the Hail Mary to get back to the defense, they still allowed 28 points in 25 minutes to the Dolphins.
Oh, fat.
To Ryan effing Tannehill.
Frank Gore? How old is he?
Like 50.
I was going to say he's 40 at least.
How old is that guy? Long commercial-free segment is next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
The Patriots have the 6-0 lead as Goskowski comes on for the point after try on the natural grass. Cardona snap to Allen. Kick is aloft to the uprights, and it bangs off the right upright. No good. Looked like there might have been a little trouble for Allen to get the ball.
He missed one.
Down.
He missed one.
Run around.
He missed a 33-yarder in a team warm-up.
Mm-hmm. Now Gostkowski with a field goal try from 42 yards away. And the near half. Snap by Cardona to Allen. Kick is headed to the upright. And the kick is off the upright again from the right goalpost for the second time today. The carom lands. No good. Gostkowski missed an extra point. And now he has missed the 42-yard field goal try. And the Patriots lead remains at 6, 27-21.
What's uncanny to me and Gronkowski is that, Gostkowski, his misses are all the same. They're even all the same way?
Yeah.
To the right, you mean?
Yeah, the slice. He's got a tail on it.
Even the ones he made.
He opens up the club face. Yeah. It's like it feels like all his. I mean, when I'm just thinking about it, the Super Bowl against Atlanta, slice. Those two yesterday, slice.
Denver,
slice. Absolutely in Denver, right?
So Philly was a bad snap. He hooked that one.
Okay, so
but it was a bad snap.
But he also missed an extra point.
He did. Yeah, and that was a fade.
Was that a fade? Did he put?
So.
Did he push that one too?
I'm pretty sure.
Good God, close the club face, dude. It's all the same. And they all come back to bite you. They all factor. It's uncanny how they all factor. We continue with
what a collapse yesterday. What a collapse.
What a hot mess that was. Tim in Charlestown. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Mike. Yes. Did you watch Stephon Gilmore?
Yes.
Running down the field.
Yes.
He was running for the exit. He wanted to get a quick shower and get on the bus and get home.
Tim, thanks for the call. Watch Stephon Gilmore on the replay. So the pursuit on that play was pathetic.
It was pathetic.
Pathetic. You know, on one of the calls, we've been playing you all the play-by-play calls. One of the guys said he ran through the entire Patriots defense. Not really. It's like three or four guys, really. You would like to think that if you're scoring on that kind of play, it's the Stanford marching band.
Correct.
You run through all 11 guys and the marching band. But really? He really technically broke only two tackles. J.C. Jackson right at the start. Jonathan Jones. So only two guys laid a finger on him, I think. Jonathan Jones when Stills first caught the ball.
And then Van Noy on Drake.
And then Van Noy had a crack on the backside from Drake coming up from behind on the sidelines. Other than that, I don't think anyone got touched.
No one did get touched. They did. And again, if you watch it too, like you said, the pursuit is horrible.
Oh, my God.
There's a bunch of guys just standing there thinking someone else is going to make the tackle.
Go get him. And Gilmore is a prime culprit because he can run too. What are you doing?
So I don't remember Gilmore on the play. Which side of the screen is he on?
He was, you know, in the foreground. So he's, and they asked him after the game. I saw his post-game press, his post-game availability. He said, I was there protecting the cutback. So he was like intentionally sort of between the numbers, if you will, Miz.
Okay.
And he sort of stayed there. And he had a clear angle on him, and he never really ran. He just sort of was treading water in the middle of the field. Weird.
I mean, the whole thing was it's really unbelievable. Once Drake got out of the, got away from Van Noy and stayed on his feet there, and actually Drake did a pretty good job to stay on his feet there because you can stumble and go down easy. Once he got out of Van Noy and then he turned up, I went,
uh-oh. It's when we all did. It's when you stood up. So what?
Like that was, oh, God, that's the moment where your heart's in your throat.
Steven Bareka, go ahead.
Right. Gronk shouldn't have been alone back there at the very least. Number two, the coaching shouldn't let the team, lose their focus on how important that tackle was to all those players in the field. And I have a huge pet peeve with Dahlias. When a kicker, say a kicker misses four field goals during a game, not an extra point or the end of a half, but during a game, once he misses three field goals, you can't add 9 points onto the end of the score. You can only add one miss because if you hit it, it changes the game physically. Say you hit a field goal, I mean, it changes the whole history of the game. The game totally changes.
I get your point, kind of. Make your kicks. How's that? Make your kicks.
I mean, but that's true of any play in the game. If any play goes a different way, then more often than not, it affects the whole sequence.
Right.
So, like, all we're saying is this. He had kicks for points that he missed that add up to four, okay? And then they had Brady's mess up at the end of the half. That's another three. Now, would Brady have had the chance if he made the... I don't know. I mean, none of us do. But the point is they had all these chances at points that they didn't execute. And then they gave up the six at the end. Holy crap when you add all that up.
Once again, folks, Christmas in the City. Our online auction is ongoing right now at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Bid on these items. Every dime goes to our friends at Christmas in the City. A four-pack of Celtics tickets. Really good seats against the Pacers Wednesday, January 9th. Six rows behind the Celtics bench. That includes a TC's restaurant gift card for $200. The bidding on that, my sheet says $150. It has to have been bid up. All these things have to have been bid up, but it's early in the process, so you're getting some good deals. There's a golf outing with Maz on the board, an overnight stay at the Seaport Hotel, a Larry Bird signed basketball, New England Revolution VIP game day package on the board, a Troy Brown signed football is up for auction, a Bruins 2017-2018 team signed stick. These are sweet. That is up for bid. A four-pack of Bruins tickets for a December 27th game. Good seats as well. That includes a $200 gift card to the smoke shop. So that's on the board. A signed and framed color photo of Julian Edelman donated by the Boston Globe. Again, that is up for auction. And last but not least, four Felger and Maz show sit-ins. You get to host a segment on Felger and Maz this Friday. So four individual show sit-ins where you're the host. You're the co-host. Maybe you read an update. I don't know, Murray.
Let me do a tease. I hear how you do these in radio. Hold on, can I do a tease? Coming up after the break with me, Maki, here on Felger and Maz. I'm going to tell Murray his impersonation sucked. That's next. Hit it, Jimmy.
So whatever you want to do, you get to be the host, you get to be the co-host, you get to bring us out of the break, take us into the commercial, give out the number, take a number. Take a call from your buddy Joey Bag of Donuts there on the corner. And you can talk to Joe. However, it's your segment. You donate enough money, and you have to do what you want here on Felger and Maz, as long as it's FCC compliant, and it all doesn't make us want to throw ourselves off a building because it's so annoying. Okay? That's basically it. And we'll do that four times on Friday's show. You get to be one of those four if you bid it up. And if you do that, so there it is. So help us raise some money here for our Christmas in the City online auction right now at 985thesportshub.com. Go there right now. That thing I was losing my mind about, I always in the conference calls with the typing, you know, underneath. And the people with the computers rebooting and whatnot. Why don't you tell the people what you heard there, what a theory is among some of the working media here.
So I get friends every now and then that'll send me in texts. And, you know, one of the working theories among the working media is that, well, if you're a member of the media and you're on the conference call, you're on mute until it's time to ask a question.
Is that up to you to mute your own phone, or they mute you for you?
No, I think everyone gets muted, which is the way the Patriots like it, by the way. and then you have to, I think... Something like that, right? Something like that, which means the only line that's open the whole time is Bill's.
You're saying that's Bill?
So... I don't know, maybe Bill's just busting balls a little bit and wants to hack away in his keyboard and, you know, get his computer to make noises just to piss off the radio people.
Oh, my God, that's so him.
I heard
that. Just curious.
I can't hear you, and I heard that Felger hates it.
Can you believe what these a-holes are asking me now?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's texting people, yeah. Exactly, or emailing, yeah.
Boy,
get a load of this one. This genius thinks he knows how to coach football. So him.
I wouldn't rule it out.
That would be so him if that's Belichick.
I actually give him points for that.
Yeah, no, it's actually a good one. Score one for Bill. Everything else was a hot mess yesterday. We continue with your reaction to that loss yesterday in Miami right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.